Beside the generation of my father, I don't know much because I was 50 years younger than my father. So what I didn't know any of my grandparents, but I know well of the my father's situation, family, which was very interesting. As I told you, the first one was Guido Guadagni, who inherited the old property of Masseto, and the rest of the children didn't inherit anything. So after Guido came La Tia Mimma, which was which married Malaspina, and then La Tia Loli, which remained without marrying. And then came other brothers. First of all, Bernardo, who was his father.
Francesco's father.
And I know them all. I know their mother and so on, who she was French. And then Tommaso. Tommaso, who married Pera Toner, who was from yes, a large woman from Alto Adige, from Bolzano or something like that. And the last one was Luigi Guadagni, who, as you know, rather young, sold all what he or his wife had here in Italy, and decided to go to Canada with seven children.
And he was in the war. He was in the First World War. He fought in the First World War.
Yes.
And we have his medals. I have his medals.
Uh-huh.
Do you have your father's medals too?
Medicine.
Do you have any medals from your father? Your father was also in the war. First
medal.
World war. Medals.
No. No.
I wonder if somebody has them. Do you think anybody has them or?
He had the usual medals because he was in the army many years and all those, but not those war medals.
I have some papers in Montreal that were signed by Victor Emmanuel.
Right?
So we have some papers in Montreal when Luigi was in the war, and they're signed by Victor Emmanuel.
The king.
Victor Emmanuel
II. Yeah,
sir. So, and do you remember my mother or Neri or as children?
Look, I remember them very, very well, because before going to Canada, they lived in Florence. And they often came to visit us, to visit my wife. They were keen to come because they were seven, so they were not so.
Your mother, not your wife.
No, they came to my wife because. Yes, because you took care very much of them, which didn't happen at home because they were seven. So, but we were very, very affectionate. As age, I was not the youngest, but the one before younger. The youngest was Neri, who lived in San Francisco.
Did you ever travel to San Francisco to see Neri? Did you ever travel to San Francisco?
Have you been? No. I never went beyond Denver.
Oh, but you've been to Denver.
Yes,
and you
because I made a tour in the States to see the water, the big water supplies of the large cities. And so I went up to there, and there was Antonio, waiting for me at the airport. But because the airplane was 2 hours late, so he took the opportunity to taste the various the various kinds of scotch there at the airport.
That's interesting. So the only member of the family that you ever saw in America was Tony.
Dunque no.
Luisa.
All of them think they came to Italy.
Oh, yeah.
So Teresa, Luisa, Franco, Zato came here, and he worked in Abyssinia, and then established near Rome. But all others who remained in Canada, they all came to visit us sometimes
in France.
Yes, yes. For instance, Franco came with you.
Frank died in. Oh, Uncle Frank, uncle, he died in 1964. Did he ever come to Italy?
Franco. No, call him Frank. Call him Franco.
Frank.
No, Franco.
Franco.
Franco, Frank. Si.
Did he come to Italy?
Franco, yes.
With his wife?
Yes.
Audrey.
And family. With you?
No. Not with me.
Eh?
No. My father is Joseph.
Joseph?
Cooper.
Joe.
Ah, Joe.
So
yes, you're right. Yes. your mother was the sister of Franco.
Yes.
Yes. See, Franco came, yes. So,
but many, many years ago.
Yes. Perhaps 30 years ago.
More. He's been dead 40 years. 43 years now. He had a heart attack. And that's great. Well, thank
Grazie.
You. Grazie tante.
Grazie a te.